Hi, I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and welcome to The Miracle Within You, the show at the intersection of psychology, medicine, and spirituality that considers how the mind and body interact with each other to influence health and healing. With years of experience as a practicing psychologist in the health and wellness fields, and as a writer covering amazing stories of healing, I will explore with my guests how numerous factors influence our lives and our health. Thank you for listening. Hi, and welcome to this edition of The Miracle Within You, a show that looks at the miraculous things within us, in our mind-body, that can create unbelievable results across the spectrum. Today, I am delighted to have with us from all the way across the road, actually, from where I live here in Hilton Head, David Chesworth. I've known David for some time. David is now the program director of a program, a residential program called Hilton Head Health, which is often reported as the best or one of the best wellness resorts, residential facilities in not just the US, but in the world. And yes, I was a clinical director of the program before it iterated into Hilton Head Health. So David has got a lot of credentials, and he was started off in the fitness part of Hilton Head Health. Now he's the program director. But anyway, David, tell us a little bit about your trajectory and how you got to be here today.
Sure. Well, first of all, Howard, thank you so much for having me today. It's a pleasure to be joining you. I got my background. I studied exercise science at Bowling Green State University, which is in Northwest Ohio. And really what got me interested in that was my junior year of high school. I asked for a workout set for Christmas because I wanted to bulk up and impress a girl. But it turned out I actually just really enjoyed the thrill of how it felt to work out and to stay active. And my senior year of high school, I joined a strength and conditioning class. We had a big high school, so I could choose different types of gym classes to join. And at that same time, my dad was going through a rotator cuff surgery and recovery. And so he had a physical therapist when he was recovering. And so that intersected at the same time of my interests of being in the gym. And I saw that there was a career path with working out and with fitness. And so my mindset originally was on physical therapy, which led me to study exercise science at Bowling Green. And I did a lot of physical therapy shadowing, learned a lot, and also learned that that wasn't the complete path I wanted to go. It does require a doctorate to become a physical therapist now, which I think is the right thing. But when I was in school, I had to do a couple of internships. So one was with the strength and conditioning team with the athletes there, which was really cool. And then my final semester at Bowling Green, I was an intern of Hilton Head Health, where I am today. And I fell in love with Hilton Head Health because it's really a combination of a lot of passions and skill sets that I have. So I love travel. I love going to destinations. I love exotic places. And Hilton Head Island is a very beautiful tropical place. And I also love being physically active. So I had an opportunity to teach classes here, do personal training sessions, do one-on-one recovery sessions, which isn't quite physical therapy, but it kind of scratches that itch for me and I can help people in that way. So here I am nearly 12 years later at Hilton Head Health. I've been a personal trainer, a fitness coach, fitness director, oversaw the intern program, and now I'm the program director here. And it's just kind of surreal that that I've grown the way that I have here. And it's just been great.
Yes, well, testimony to you, too, and your interest. I know that you are very much appreciated by the staff and the guests at Hilton Head Health, and rightly so. So you have this great background, but there is also one other critical experience which makes you even better guest for this show. So tell the listeners about that.
Absolutely. So February 12th, 2014, it was on my bucket list to at some point in my life do a backflip. I didn't grow up a gymnast. I was active, but I never did acrobatic stuff, but I'd always had this itch inside to feel like a ninja, and I thought I had to do a backflip in order to really feel that way. So I found this local gym that it's actually the same gym where I met my now wife today. It's a gym that does aerial silks and cheerleading and acrobatics. And so I was taking some adult gymnastic classes there. And I learned how to do a backflip on the tumble track, which is like this trampoline type structure. And so my confidence maybe went up a little too much one day. And between classes on my own, I decided, you know what? I got this. I'm going to try this on the floor. So, like the real professional that I was, I didn't have any spotter or any friend to help. I just went for it. And so I under rotated and kind of landed in like that superhero pose the first time on like my fist and my knee. And I was like, okay, so I didn't quite get it, but I was close. I got up and I tried again and I rotated a little differently, kind of like landing on my shoulder inside. All right, you got this. Okay. So I try again. I try one more time. I was like, this will be the last one. And I under rotate even differently this time and landed directly on my head. Instantly, I knew that something was wrong. The first thought I actually had was, oh my God, I'm dead. And then I quickly realized, okay, well, the fact that I even had that thought means I'm not dead. And then the second thought I had was, oh my God, I'm paralyzed. So I wiggled my fingers and toes. I said, okay, well, I'm not paralyzed, but still, something seems very, very wrong. And I didn't move. And fortunately, there were other people in the facility. So another big mistake we made was we did not call 911. We said, okay, let's see how. So there was someone there who kind of helped cradle the neck, and I was like, ooh, let's not turn it anymore. With assistance, I get up to a seated position while holding my neck, and the instructor there, she had a history of Cirque du Soleil. She didn't quite see what happened, so I don't know that she knew the severity of how it was. She just heard what I told her, and she said, gosh, you know what? I've seen it that a million times. I was in Cirque du Soleil. You're nervous, you're scared, your neck muscles are probably stiff. Take a pain pill, go home. So none of us did the right thing in that moment. And so then we got in my car, and my girlfriend at the time, now wife, starts to back up the car. And I'm like, ooh, can you slow down a little bit? That hurts. And she says, I'm idling. I can't go any slower. So fortunately, the emergency room was just across the street from this gym. So I walk into the emergency room holding my neck, and they take me back. They say, what happened? Say, failed backflip, landed on my head. They said, okay, we'll give you a C collar just to be safe. They're kind of playing around, joking around with me, thinking, this kid walked in, he's probably fine. And they take the x-rays. The whole mood changed. And the doctor comes in, he goes, this is not a laughing matter. Don't move. You have a C1, C2 fracture. This is serious. And I couldn't tell if he was, so I was like, ha-ha. And he said, not ha-ha. And I said, oh my gosh. And he said, just to kind of drive home the point of how serious this is, the bone that broke surrounds the part of the spinal cord that is in control of breathing and heartbeat. You don't want to move at all. So that kind of flipped my whole, literally and figuratively flipped my whole world upside down just in one second. And I kind of, everything kind of got blurry. I kind of blacked out a little bit, and I knew that I had to contact my family and my workplace and tell them what was going on. I obviously couldn't go into work the next day. And my wife, she's from Eastern Europe, so she has an accent that sounds a little bit Slavic, a little bit Russian. She's from a country called Moldova. They speak Romanian there, but they have a lot of Russian influence, so it sounds like a Russian accent. And so she calls my parents and says, in her, this is actually, she had never met them before. This was the first interaction she had with them, was calling them on the phone and saying, your son has been an accident. So they were, that's how they found out. So I ended up being in a halo brace. And it was a, yeah, that, so that's what happened. Broken neck, fortunate not to have any nerve damage, but psychologically, I'll tell you, there was a lot of fear that I had just daily on a daily basis, worrying that the bone would grow thicker than it did before. I've broken other bones before, and they always grow thicker, at least in my case. So I was paranoid that the vertebrae would grow back thicker and start to squeeze the spinal cord. So that I don't know that that ever happens with that kind of injury, but that went through my mind. I was also had a fear of, every time that the halo brace made a little squeak, I had a fear that the fracture was no longer aligned properly and that it was going to heal incorrectly. And so I would there were several phone calls late at night to the emergency room to make sure everything was okay. But overall, I'm very fortunate to have a great support network surrounded by positivity. I tend to be an optimistic person by def that's kind of my baseline status anyway. So I think that all of those factors really helped in my outlook with the whole thing. My mother had put a lot of influence on me on focusing on what I can do versus what I can't do. It was just so easy for me to fall into that trap to what I can no longer do, what I used to be able to do, and there was just a lot going on there. So I don't know if I over answered your question,
No,
but I
not at all. No, and
okay.
in fact, weren't you told that if it had been like a fraction further down, it would have, you might have died.
Yeah, they said, in fact, they told me that 3% of people who ever get the hangman, so it's called the hangman's fracture. 3% of the people who have this injury even walk away from it. So I'm a very rare statistic with this injury. And so much so that when they couldn't help me in the Hilton Head Hospital, they had to transport me to the Savannah Memorial Hospital because they were ill-equipped. So they had the ambulance team come in. And I kind of laugh at it now, but at the time I was terrified. They had their pep talk right in front of me. They said, all right, they kind of gathered around, put the board under, and they said, all right, guys, this has to be textbook. This is a C1, C2. And they go, one, two, three. And I'm like, ah!
Wow, incredible. And for somebody who's in that field to do that, and to experience that, and yeah,
Yeah.
split seconds making all the difference.
Yeah.
A millimeter here, a millimeter there, making all
Yeah.
the difference. It's incredible. And one thing we should tell people then, as part of this, if you ever do a backflip and land on your head, don't walk away. Go to the hospital and get it checked out. It
That's
is
right.
interesting how many people who, I mean, I've seen this. I had a motor accident 6 or 7 years ago. I was hit head on. I was unconscious for a few seconds, woke up and checked. And I'm just glad I'm all in one piece. And I get out of the car and, I'm fine. I'm fine. The ambulance driver's there because people had already called and said, "Oh, it looks pretty bad. You should go. You should go."
Yeah.
And I did, and I had a broken sternum, and it was
Oh.
concussion, subsequently I found out there was another woman who had a similar accident, and she said, "No, I'm too busy. I'm too busy this afternoon. I'm fine." She didn't go, and then she died later that evening. And so,
Really?
yeah, and so I think one of the messages here is it's easy when you kind of survive something that you think could have been worse to downplay the significance of it. It's way better to be safe than sorry, really.
Yeah, and
Way
in
better.
that case, as sorry as it comes.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
How did it take you to kind of recover and get back into sort of your previous functioning? Because that was sort of a big challenge for you.
Yeah. Well, there were phases of it. So they did end up going with the halo brace, which that was another part of the process. Was deciding whether or not to start with the halo or to do a fusion of the vertebrae. And the fusion, they kept telling me, was a lot safer, less risky. But the downside is I would no longer have mobility in the cervical spine. I wouldn't be able to shake my head yes or no. So I was begging them and wishing and praying for the halo brace. And they said it all depended on how the fracture was. And I was fortunate that they could go the halo route. So I was in the halo for 2 months. Just shy of 8 weeks, actually, about 7.5 weeks. Not that I was counting, but I was in the Halo Brace for 7.5 weeks. I had a few emotional melt breakdowns throughout, maybe two, but so there was the physical and psychological recovery going from the Halo to the neck brace. I was in the neck brace for another six and a half to 7 weeks, and then after that, the bone was strong enough to no longer have any s extra stability, but consequently, my neck muscles had fatigued and atrophied. So I realized how heavy the human head is and had to regain strength in my neck muscles, which took a couple of weeks to really for a lot of the stiffness to go away. And then I would do checkups every several months. And at the 11, right before the 1 year mark, my final checkup, they did their final MRI and they said that the bone was fully back to full strength, with the exception of just a little bit of mild scar tissue, which you could only really see through an X-ray or MRI. That I will it's as if nothing ever happened. I won't really ever notice anything. And they said maybe later in life it's possible you're at higher risk for feeling arthritis, but besides that, it's like nothing happened.
Incredible, incredible. Okay, well, let's take a short break for a commercial break, and then we'll come back and hear more of your story as well as other people that you have helped in your career. So we'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. And today I'm talking with David Chesworth, a very interesting man who is the program director of a famed wellness program, Hilton Head Health. And before the break, he was telling about his own break, which could have been death, but avoided by millimeters, and ended up breaking his neck and his out of his spinal cord, but recovered, amazingly recovered. And I'm sure the love and support that you got was also a big part of recovery. And you also say you're a kind of optimistic guy. I'm sure that was a big part of recovery, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and just before the break, you were asking about the recovery. The physical recovery was almost a year to get all the way back. But what I didn't mention was that there was still some psychological and emotional, I guess you could say, after effects that were still present for a little while. Like, I, even though the accident didn't happen in a car, I was a lot more paranoid driving and would get, I was kind of more anxious when cars would be tailgating me than I was before. I was afraid of whiplash. I was even like getting a massage. I would get very nervous when they would massage the neck, even though I logically knew I was completely fine. And even getting a haircut, you know, like when they, I would just get like really cautious. And it really was eye-opening that the, that those emotions were present, even though logically I knew I was going to be okay, and really was kind of the ultimate empathy training I ever could have gotten for the people that I work with, because there's so many feelings that and fears that the guests who come through our door have that they might never verbalize or we might not ever know about. And also just the fact that, you know, in my case, one day I felt like a superhero and invincible, you know, the youth. And then like in a split second, I felt completely incapable and immobile and everything hurt all the time. And I couldn't help but realize that this is exactly how our guests feel in many cases, where they used to be fit and active when they were younger. And although it didn't happen in a split second for them, they can remember it like it was yesterday, how healthy and active they were. And now everything hurts and they can't move and they can't touch their toes and they have these fears. And it was just kind of, yeah, like a boot camp training for the people I work with, I guess.
Yes, yes. Shame it was so traumatic. But yes, I could see how that would help you be able to recognize and identify how those traumas stick around and influence your thinking and your feelings. And
absolutely,
why that is such an important part of healing is recognizing those and not giving in to them. And I'm sure, you know, you've seen thousands of people come through the program. I'm sure, you know, some of them stand out because they were so nervous and stressed, they really didn't get involved. And then on the other end of the spectrum, people who are determined and what have you, and embraced it and got great results.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's funny. We see a wide spectrum of mindsets and attitudes and approaches. And, you know, I can think of a handful of extremes in both directions. Most people fall somewhere in the middle, but, you know, some people think just by virtue of being here that they don't have to do anything, it's just going to happen. And while, you know, assuming they eat the food and they're in the, you know, they're in the environment, probably their health is going to improve a little bit, but they're not really internalizing it and embodying it. Like we were talking briefly before this, and that's such a perfect term where that you used, they really don't embody it. They just come here. And then on the other extreme, the people that I see who have most success, in some cases, they even change their careers. They move to a completely different environment. Like one gentleman in particular who sticks out, he was a chef, and he opened restaurants and very good at it. And but, you know, in the restaurant business, it's easy to be surrounded by unhealthy food and also unhealthy lifestyles, the night shift, the drinking, the smoking. But what he decided to do was channel that skill set and start using his culinary gifts and skills for the force of good for himself. And he started cooking healthy foods and he became an Instagram influencer with his recipes. And now he only consults restaurants instead of works in them. And he embodied what he wanted to become, as you so powerfully used before. And another example that really jumps out to me is someone who went to school to become an MD and then kind of shifted her career to become more of a psychologist or psychiatrist. And now she helps others with their eating disorders, and still wrestles with hers and has her ups and downs. But she, again, changed her career, moved to a different place, and is now helping others who are maybe a few chapters behind where she used to be, which really helps her to move
Absolutely.
forward.
Yes, absolutely. It's such a critical message, and through the show and other things, I really want to get that out there because it's so easy to just think that, oh, I've read a book, I've gone to a program, I've heard some lectures, I know the information. Okay, might be useful, but ain't the, it ain't the critical part. The critical part is belief, hope, inspiration, and literally embodying it. Because, we talked at the beginning about the power of the communication inside our bodies, the cells inside our bodies. They can create some remarkable things, And in the second show and in the series, I had a woman on who needed a heart transplant. And she was in a coma. She caught the H1N1 virus, 2009. She was in a coma. She came out of the coma and she had these dreams. And a lot of it was about what was going on around, like they were cardioverting her, and she was dreaming of driving down the road looking for electricity. But she also had it. She had issues. She had a very authoritarian father and issues, I think, about her appearance and her femininity. And, in these dreams, she just got worse and worse and found herself dead in a dumpster in her dream, where a satanic figure said, come on, follow me. You're a waste of space. She almost did the deal and didn't. And the next thing she sees is an angelic figure who says, no, it's okay, your heart will be healed and you'll see through different eyes. Anyway, she wakes up 2 weeks later and she does see through different eyes because she'd had a stroke and it had impacted her vision. And the cardiologist says, come on, you need a heart transplant. Your heart is 10% injection fraction. And she said, well, I saw an angel in a dream and he said, well, I'd be fine. And the guy said, yeah, really. Yeah, and he goes and does it. Does they do the imaging? He comes back and says, I can't explain this. In 40 years, I've never seen anything like it. Your heart is like a 20-year-old. It's one that we would actually implant to somebody. What the heck happened in those 2 weeks that literally turned a failing heart into a very healthy one? There's no medical explanation for that. I personally believe that as she resolved some of these spiritual issues and issues about herself, that energized her enough, and somehow her heart was healed.
Wow,
And
that's
I have several
incredible.
stories like that. Yeah, they're incredible. And this isn't BS, and it's not saying, oh, conventional medicines. No. But there is something beyond conventional medicine. There's an integrative approach, the mind and the body. Right?
And they're so intertwined and connected, and it's incredible how connected they are. I mean, I think everyone can ex like anytime you get stressed, chances are your heart rate starts to go up and you get tense. I think that's the most relatable, simple version of that.
Right. And of course, the thing that you were involved in and are involved in terms of fitness and exercise, you think of it in terms of what we've just been talking about, cellular communication, energizing, state of mind. There's more to exercise than just putting one foot in front of the other, right?
Absolutely. Oh yeah. I mean, it can be one of the most potent, natural, I guess you could say, alternatives to a medication, and maybe in many cases better than a medication for energizing yourself and feeling less stressed and more relaxed. Just the other day, I was feeling overwhelmed, just with stuff happening with work, and I went for a t 15 minute jog, and afterwards felt so much more calm and collected, and it wasn't even an intense exercise. It was just a little bit of moderate movement, get the blood flowing and, change my stimulus, redirect, distract, gather my thoughts, and get the body moving. It's powerful.
Yeah, massively powerful, and I really believe there's a lot of evidence. Of course, you get the neurotransmitters coming along, and I do believe that in terms of mood disorders and anxiety, if you had to choose one thing to do, it would be physical activity. Because no matter how bad you feel before you go out for that walk, you can, even as no matter how hard you try, you will not feel as bad when you get back. Right?
Yeah.
And you know, it's incredible. And way back when, you know, in the early in my career, you know, back in the last millennium, there was a psychiatrist at the Institute of Psychiatry in London who ran the mood disorders inpatient unit, and he was already into it. Physical exercise was a massive part of his treatment program, and that was 50 years ago. Yeah, but it's there. And I think that people underestimate that aspect of exercise. When you think talk to people about exercise, they're generally thinking about, oh, you know, just the literal movements, lifting weights or going for a walk. Right. They don't understand that side of it. Do you not think?
I agree. Or they'll forget about it. They'll forget how they used to feel on it. And it's easy to, I think, for people to fall into the trap of, you know, aesthetics. Even if they know that there's other benefits, they're thinking, how do I get rid of this? What's the best exercise for me to get rid of my tummy here? You know,
right.
Like those are usually the first questions that come out. And then, in fact, it's amazing to see that here, because we are an immersive residential place, that mindset, when someone first checks in, even just at the end of their first week, especially if they're here for a few weeks, they're like, man, I've only been here for 4 or 5 days. And gosh, like I already feel so much better. And so much more energized. And I already have shown myself I can do more than I thought I could do. Or they had aches and pains, and maybe they're not completely gone, but they're surprised that they're better as a result of moving as opposed to hurting more.
Right.
So, I mean, it's incredible.
Yep.
And I just had a thought that just escaped me. So
I'll fill in and see if you can get it back. Okay. Yeah, but that's another thing, is there's too much fear of movement, kinesiophobia, when actually movement is what people need, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. The other thing that with the body-mind connection that comes to mind is another thing that fitness can do. I think a lot of people think of cardio, and cardio has this amazing benefit of releasing endorphins. You get the heart rate up and just those feel-good hormones and neurotransmitters coming out. But another like long-term benefit of different types of fitness, like mobility training and strength training, you know, for most of our day, we're in this forward posture position, right? Typing on a computer, driving a car, eating food, texting, emailing, that text message posture. When you do appropriate flexibility and strength training, you're also opening up the posture, opening up the chest, and that body language of just when you stand confident, you tend to feel more confident. And if you aren't able to stand confidently, you're less likely to access that feeling of confidence.
Right. Yes.
So there's also that aspect.
Yeah. No, it just ran around in circles, doesn't it? You know,
it does.
The less you can do, you know, the more doubt you have, the less you do, the more doubt you have. And then you prove yourself you're right. Because it is painful to get up from the seat after you've been sitting down for 10 hours.
Yes.
But yeah, it's really amazing. We won't sit down too long, but we will sit down for a couple of minutes just for this commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. I'm delighted today to be talking with David Chesworth, Program Director of Hilton Head Health, an amazing local facility here on Hilton Head, which offers wellness residential program really across many factors, and that recognize the things that we have been talking about the mind, body. David, perhaps you can talk a little bit about Hilton Head Health and the programs and what people might expect if they were to come.
Absolutely. So we've got a few different types of program experiences. Perhaps the most iconic experience we have is called our Lose Well program. It's what we call our, it's a minimum of 4 weeks. It's our most structured and intensive program, and in fact is inspired by the original version of when Hilton Head Health first opened it. It was a 4 week from start to finish. Everyone started together, ended together. And now we have, nowadays we have different check-in dates, so not everyone has to start on the same day, but it's still a very structured program where there's morning workout, afternoon workout. The morning workouts tend to focus more on cardio and starting the day, and the afternoon workouts tend to focus more on strength and mobility. And in that program, it's so structured that they'll get several one-on-one appointments throughout the week. So one-on-one recovery services, meaning physical recovery, a one-on-one counseling session, a one-on-one session with our registered dietitian. And really the objective of the Lose Well program is twofold. One is to create an environment where the healthy choice is the easy choice, or really the only choice while they're here. But also it's not a get fit quick kind of place. It's because what that tends to do is leave people feeling unprepared going home and, you know, in terms of weight loss regaining in many cases. So what we are is we are a tool supply type place. You come here to start moving the direction you want to move, but also acquire the tools, start building the habits and building the confidence and building your support network for back home so that when you do go back home, you can keep it going back home. That's success to us, is if once you get home, you can keep it going. So that's the Lose Well program. And it's really neat to see, you know, surprisingly, we have a pretty high return rate. And, you know, you might think that that's a bad thing. Like, well, wouldn't that mean it didn't work if they're coming back? And there's really, it's kind of all over the board. In a lot of cases, people come back because they're ready to get to the next level. So they come back to where they saw success the first time. They come back to, you know, get another jump start, or they come back because life is starting to take a turn and they're feeling out a little bit out of control and they want to nip it in the bud. So they come back here to renew and refocus so that they can stay on track. And then, of course, we get some people where life took a huge turn and they couldn't come back for a while. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with having to. It's not starting over. It's just life is not a linear progression all the time. And so we see all aspects of it, and it's really a compliment that people come back here for all of those reasons, that they feel like we're the right place to come to for that. We also have a 1 week jumpstart program. And that's sort of like, well, you can't make it for 4 weeks, but you're focused on weight loss or weight management. We like to use the term weight management. And so you come here to do our jumpstart program where you're going to get the nuts and bolts of, you know, if you can only come for 1 week, what are the big takeaways you'll get them from jumpstart? It's not quite as structured from the fitness standpoint. It's a little bit more of, since you're here for 1 week, here's a variety of options you can try. Pick the ones that interest you most for that week. And then we have, I don't know that program's even the right word for it, but it's called Living Well, our Live Well program. It's really just a healthy vacation, a healthy getaway that could be 3 days, 4 days, 7 days, or as long as you want. And you pick and choose whatever you want to do while you're here. You can do as much or as little as you want, no structure at all. And it's, you know, it's really a blend of all three of those programs of just everywhere from the healthy vacationer to the seriously got to turn your life around type mindset. Yeah. And it's a wonderful place.
It really is. It also has great spa facilities. It's the beach, the lovely beach is walkable. What is it? Less than a mile away.
Yeah.
You know, recently you put in some wonderful new accommodations. It's really a great place to come. Hilton Head itself is an exciting place to be at. You know, a lot of great places and things to do. It's really in nature, which I think a program like this really does benefit when it's got access to those natural facilities and resources.
We have a lot of people who come here who swear by that morning beach walk. They start their day, depending on the time of year, they'll see the sunrise because we always start at 7 a.m. The sunrise morning beach walk, and it's fascinating. And you know this because you live here too, but you can go to the same spot on the beach every day and have a completely different experience. The tide changes so drastically. The clouds in the sky might be different. People will be out with their dogs. You might see wildlife. The wind might be different. It's just amazing. It's like someone painted a different picture for you every single day on the same beach. And it's just such an uplifting way to start the day.
Yes, really is. And a great environment for the sort of things that we're talking about in terms of really embodying change, taking it on, not just learning the facts, but getting engaged, getting fired up, getting enthusiastic, getting motivated by the stuff, getting inspired by other people who've been successful and hearing their stories. Too. And Absolutely. That is always a big factor, I think, in change when you can relate to somebody and say, oh, they're like me and they're further down the journey. They may have reached the destination. And
Absolutely.
That is so important, I think, for people to believe, hey, I can do this too.
Well, and just to piggyback off of that, most people who come here by themselves. Every now and then they'll come with a spouse or like a child. An adult child. But what almost always happens is people make new friends and often lifelong friends that when they come back, they coordinate to come back at the same time with the friends that they made here. So the sense of community that's built while being here is a beautiful unintended or intended consequence. It just kind of happens so organically. So that's why I use the word unintended. We want community to happen, but it's a force of its own and it happens. It's amazing.
And one of the things that you have done, you have sort of added all sorts of other extra programs, things, you know, people can do online and stuff like that, which also allows them to stay connected with you guys while doing this, while being wherever, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have a program called Hilton Head Health at Home. And it's, you know, it's had multiple iterations over the years, but where it is now, it's more robust than ever. And we've got our own app where people can log their activity. They can, we've got a lot of video. We have a video library on there of follow along workout videos, cooking demonstration videos, handful of meditation videos, and a lot of educational content. So it really is like bringing our program home with you. It's everything you can get here and more in video format, of course, without actually being here on the beautiful Hilton Head Island. And there's opportunities to work with health coaches, do group coaching, one-on-one coaching, help you set your goals, help you to stay accountable. That's probably the biggest value that people that are guests, and we call them members once they join H3 at Home, that they tell us is that it's just a great form of accountability because As you so rightly pointed out earlier, you can have all the knowledge in the world, but knowledge is not enough. It's how do you embody it? How do you stay motivated? How do you stay connected? And so Hilton Head Health is the tool to stay connected and keep accountable through us back home. And we even have once a year now. We actually just started last year. We're doing it again this year, a members reunion week in August. So every August moving forward, we have a members reunion week where the members from H3 at home come back to the facility. We bring our remote health coaches to the facility too, so they can see their community in person and their coaches in person too.
Wow.
So it's a it, we ha we'd had our first one last year, and it was probably one of the most fun weeks that we've ever offered. And so I highly recommend, joining our, and you don't have to have been a guest here to
Oh,
join
really?
our
Okay.
membership community, right? You don't have to. It certainly what we've noticed is that the handful that haven't been here and joined our membership ultimately ended coming to the reunion week and fell in love with Hilton Head Health too. So
Right.
it's kind of a cool, it's a really cool thing.
Yeah, really cool. You talked about videos. I don't think you have a video that I shot there way back when.
Oh, that would be cool to find. I haven't seen it. If we do, I would love to watch
Yeah,
that.
Bob Wright, who has been associated with the program from the beginning, is an amazing guy, wonderful, gives wonderful talks on health, very motivating.
Yeah.
He might have it, but when I was there, and this is part of getting people to move beyond just an idea, I would talk to people before and said, "Oh, if I put your favorite pizza in front of you, would you be able to get rid of it?" And then, "Oh yeah, sure." So one day we got everyone
Willpower
in.
test.
Yeah, it was a willpower test. We got everyone in the room. We didn't tell them what was happening. We had beforehand got a list of their favorite foods, and then they were presented where each person was presented with a food they said they that was awesome. And then I asked them all one by one to come up and throw it in the trash. Oh my gosh, you would not believe the reactions. These people who said, "Oh yeah, I'd have no problem," I couldn't do it, would get angry, would burst into tears. I mean, the emotional reactions were incredible, which was the whole point of the exercise, to
Yeah.
show, oh, you might think this, but have you done it? And what happens if you do it? It's not as easy as you think. So there is a video of that
You
somewhere.
captured that on video. That's great. I would love to see that.
Yeah, I'd like to see it again too. It was a very interesting exercise. And again, part of this difference between what people think they can do and what they can actually do. Albeit
Yeah.
from a different perspective, not exercise, but
Yeah.
here's a food, throw it away.
And I think sometimes it's what people think they can do is mismatched with what they can actually do. And I think sometimes there's this sense of when they're talking to us, they want us to believe that they can, and they know that they don't want to let us down, so they maybe fib to us a little bit.
Yeah,
And
maybe a little bit. Yeah,
yeah.
not uncommon in the health setting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Actually, I was reading Norman Cousins' book. I forget what the title is. I don't want to misrepresent it. It's not The Anatomy of an Illness. It's something like It Begins in the Head. And he was an interesting guy who was not a medic. He was a writer for Saturday Review, big news. And he had some illness and recovered from it. And then he got into preventive medicine, mind-body stuff, amazing stuff. And one of them that he told some stories about where he would actually advise people. People would call him up. He was at UCLA. They put him in their preventive program to offer this. People would call him up and, try to help them. And what he found was really interesting. This was 80s. He found that a lot of people had these problems because they were taking Valium, but they didn't tell their doctor they were taking Valium.
Oh my.
And so the doctor didn't know that. He wouldn't recommend this or recommend that. And either it was completely incompatible with Valium, or they stopped and they went into severe withdrawal. And so many people just said, "No, I didn't tell them. Well, because they didn't want him to know. You know, they'd come up with an excuse like, oh, I didn't think that was a medicine. Why do you need a prescription for it if it's not a medicine? You know. So, yes, you do have to take into account where people, how they want to represent themselves to their helping figures. Yeah. David, this has been awesome. We'll have to do it again, especially once you found my video.
But, yes, I would love that.
But tell the listeners a little bit where they can find information about Hilton Head Health.
Absolutely. Well, we have a website, hhhealth.com. So that's three H's in front of the word health.com. We also have a Facebook page, an Instagram page, and I believe we recently have added a TikTok page. But yeah, you can find, you know, Hilton Head Health on Facebook. And actually, our remote coaching program I was talking about, Hilton Head Health at Home, also has its own separate Facebook and Instagram page as well. So if you want to get a little taste of our residential facility or our virtual coaching program, they both kind of have their own virtual presence going on there. So those are probably the easiest ways. Then, of course, you could always, through our website, give us a call, learn more, ask about the programs that we have. You could always shoot me an email too, dchesworth@hhhealth.com, and I can get you connected to the right person if you've got any questions about whatever you have questions about. So,
great. Yeah, and I would really encourage the listeners to at least look at it and see what a great facility it really is. And David and his team do a fantastic job. I know many of them and have worked with them. They're really, really great. And last thing, probably don't try and do a somersault if you're not sure you can make it, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's definitely a lesson I learned the hard way. Don't try a backflip if you aren't trained on it. Make sure, and if you really want to do it the proper way and have a lot of safety nets along the way, and learn with the professional. And so, you know, I definitely agree with that.
Okay, David. Well, on that note, on that happy note that you've recovered, on that happy note, thank you so much for being on the show and talking so much about Hilton Head Health. Great program. And thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Well, Howard, thank you so much for having me. I look forward to coming back sometime.
All right. Excellent. Take care.
You too.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Miracle Within You. Join me next time when I continue to explore the power of the mind-body and how it can be employed to enhance health and healing.